Esther, A Woman of Strength and Dignity by Charles Swindoll. Introduction. The power of a woman. Those words have become proverbial among us. Occasionally, they're said forcefully. Feminists are especially fond of the statement as they underscore the all-important role women play in the workplace. As the familiar bumper sticker brashly announces, the right man for the job is a woman. Sometimes that's true, even though I find myself skeptical of the put-down attitude behind it. There are other times the power of a woman is said quietly, with enormous feelings of dignity and respect. Who has not watched a hurting child crawl up into the gentle arms of a mother or grandmother and see the pain quickly dissolve? Most have witnessed a very capable woman step into a chaotic setting and bring order and meaning back into the scene. Admittedly, some women simply have the touch. Such pioneer women thrive on challenges. They see past the obstacles. They refuse to be intimidated by the odds. I know about these things. I married a woman like that. Most guys I know would get tired just thinking about Cynthia's to-do list. I certainly do. Then there's the power of a woman who finds herself thrust into a threatening situation that has no visible escape route. A mixture of uncertainty and danger lurks in the shadows as she finds herself virtually trapped in a no-win maze of circumstantial misery. Remarkably, she does not despair. On the contrary, she survives, she excels. It's as if she were made for such a time as this. Esther was that kind of woman. Unwittingly victimized by an unbearable situation, she stepped up and determined, by God's grace, to make a difference. Throwing protocol to the wind and ignoring all her fears, this woman stood in a gap most of her peers would never have risked. In doing so, she not only exposed and foiled the plans of an evil man who, like Adolf Hitler, had a violent agenda. She alone saved her nation from extermination. Now that's what I call power. It's that kind of stuff that makes writing this book such a delight. I mean it when I say it's got it all. When you have a story that compelling and a plot that intriguing, revolving around a woman that dynamic, you can't miss. Furthermore, you who have decided to read of her exploits will quickly discover what hidden treasures we have in this biblical character most folks have never stopped long enough to appreciate. Trust me on this one. You're going to fall in love with Esther. Then you're going to wonder how you could have lived so long without realizing what a magnificent, realistic, and balanced message she models, especially in this day of wild fantasies and radical extremes. This is my second in a series of biographical studies on profiles and character from the Bible. How grateful I am with the public's overwhelmingly positive response to my first biography on David. In light of that, I couldn't wait to dig back in and write this second volume, which I've thoroughly enjoyed from start to finish. All the way through my study of Esther, I have been reminded again and again of the 25th verse from Proverbs 31. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. What a beautiful and certainly accurate description of Esther. The more you read, the more you will agree. But I should warn you, her story is contained in a book in the Bible that is like no other. As the late Ray Stedman describes it, for many, this little book is a puzzle, for it seems to be out of place in the Bible. There is no mention in it of the name of God. There is no reference to worship or to faith. There is no prediction of the Messiah. There is no mention of heaven or hell. In short, there is nothing religious about it, at least on the surface. It is a gripping tale, but one might rather expect to find it in the pages of Reader's Digest than the Bible. But even though her story is found in a most unusual book of the Bible, it will keep your attention from start to finish. Strange and puzzling as it may seem to the casual observer, those who look beneath the surface will find treasures they never expected. And so we're off on another exciting, unusual journey. The road will take several surprising twists and turns, but don't worry, we have not lost our way. We're simply following the leader, who has a way of keeping us wondering at times where we are going and why it seems so confusing on this journey called life. But the good news is this: he knows what he is about. His way may not be as we expected, but it is the only way to go. And when you mix the power of an awesome God with the power of a godly woman, you've got a winning combination. If you found yourself intrigued with David, a man of passion and destiny, you're going to be enraptured with Esther, a woman of strength and dignity.